For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, and joined as always by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, we're rolling along here, getting a little closer now here to some of the seasons that folks have been anxiously waiting for. Weather still hasn't really cooperated yet, but we're getting awfully close to thinking about getting back out there in the woods. Turkey season will be right around the corner here.
Yeah, this is kind of a fun time of year. We've got a lot of things that are going to kind of kick off all at one time and kind of really make it tough for a person to spend too much time doing any one thing. But, yeah, we're going to have spring turkey season here any day now. And then as the weather starts to warm up, we're going to be having some fishing bites really take off. So, yeah, this is a good time of year to be in the outdoors.
Yeah, we start to see all that stuff start to spring up and grow out there, just to be able to see some things out in the woods. Of course, a lot of the animals and critters get a little bit more active. We start to see nesting season get underway, and some folks like to do things like mushroom hunting, and there'll be all kinds of stuff going on, so should be fun. I know one of the things that kind of relates to that is you're going to be out doing some surveying to try to see just kind of what those populations are doing out there with some of that spring wildlife that gets more active there with your spotlight surveys.
Yeah, definitely. Those will be taking place here whenever it starts to get a little bit more consistent weather-wise, and we'll be running these 50-mile routes in each county across Iowa. We'll be usually it'll be a conservation officer teaming up with a biologist of some sort, and we'll pick off about an hour after the sun sets and run our routes, and we'll be looking for all sorts of critters. This survey was initially designed years and years ago, back in the 70s, as a way to kind of collect information on our fur bearer populations, especially raccoons, but it has also been expanded here more recently to include deer and other forms of wildlife. So we'll be recording everything from deer to raccoons, skunks, house cats, badgers, coyotes, fox, bobcats. So it's a neat survey to do, although your arm gets pretty cold at night holding it out the window, holding a spotlight. It's just amazing to see, you know, how many critters are out there in the springtime, and it's a good indicator of what our deer and fur bearer populations are doing in each county. So it's a really important survey that we get a lot of information from.
Do you ever get people out there that try to stop you and ask what the heck's going on? Why are you shining these lights out here?
Yeah, we do occasionally, and you know, that's why we always check in with the, you know, 911 dispatch to make sure that nobody has, you know, if someone calls us in, that they can be, you know, informed of what's going on. We try to do things like this, and there'd be media releases, just letting people know that if you see a truck going slow in late March or April with a couple spotlights hanging out the windows, and to not be alarmed. It's going to be the DNR. We're going to be doing these surveys, and of course we are real you know, cautious around livestock operations and you know, residential areas too, not to shine lights and yards and windows and things like that. So we usually don't disturb anybody, because by the time we're done, most everybody's in bed and asleep. So usually it goes by pretty quick.
All right, so that'll be on the way here, and start to find out some of those results. I know if you go to the DNR's website, you can follow a link there, too, to see some of those numbers as they come in a little bit later on, and they have those results. As you start to get out there, too, folks are going to be getting ready now to get after the turkey season here, with both the youth season and then the regular season, and there's always lots of things to keep in mind to be prepared for that.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, one of the things, I guess, that isn't directly related to turkey season, but I did want to kind of caution people of, is that this is the time of year where we're going to be doing some spring burning on wildlife areas. So if you are a person who does some turkey scouting, or maybe you're going to be traveling to do some hunting on a particular area, you might want to either check with the area manager. manager or the County Conservation Board and see if they have any burns scheduled for the area, because, you know, even though burns can be a really good area to hunt, you know, it would be good to know of any particular dates when those things are planned so you can kind of work around them. But expect to be seeing some of those burns taking place on our wildlife areas to kind of get rid of some invasive species and kind of help prairie plants and things like that really do good. So that stuff's going to be taking place too. But yeah, this is one of my favorite weekends coming up. Here is going to be our youth turkey season in Iowa. It's a season for young hunters who are residents only. The dates for this youth season will be April 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then the regular season one, will kick off on that Monday, April 10th. So make sure that you are getting all those important things done, like checking your gear over, taking the kids out to the shooting range and getting their shotguns patterned, or just getting them used to the equipment that they'll be using. You know, we kind of have to do is a full head-to-toe gear check in my household as fast as kids grow. I just asked the other day if their boots fit them, because nothing's worse than having tight-fitting boots. And as quick as kids' feet grow, that's something you don't want to overlook either. So make sure that they've got good footwear and they're not going to be getting wet feet when they go out there, because, you know, a youth season should be all about the kid and them having a good time. And, you know, by them having decent gear and keeping them dry and warm is definitely going to add to the experience. There's nothing's more miserable than sitting out somewhere and freezing your tail off and just not having fun. So this is a great way to introduce kids to the outdoors. There's a lot going on this time of year. I promise they're going to see everything from deer and raccoons and owls and all sorts of neat stuff that they might not see, you know, in their backyard. So great time to get them out in the outdoors. You want to make sure that you pick up their youth season tag, because if you don't buy that youth tag before youth season or during youth season, then they're going to have to kind of be confined to hunting one of the other four seasons like a regular hunter would here in Iowa. So by getting them that youth tag, if they don't successfully fill that tag during the youth portion, then they can go out and they can use that tag for the remaining season. So it's really a good deal, and it gives people a lot of opportunities and a lot of, you know, different ways to kind of get out there and utilize weekends and days off school and things like that. So if a successful youth hunter does harvest a turkey during the youth season, we want to make sure that they're tagging it and obviously reporting it right away or by midnight the day after. And then they will be able to buy a second tag during the fourth season, just like other adult hunters would here in Iowa as well. So one of the things that is sometimes overlooked by the mentor who's taken that young hunter out is that they also have to be licensed to hunt turkeys. So that's something that people sometimes don't realize or maybe overlook, but if you're out there assisting another person with turkey hunting, then you need to have a valid turkey tag yourself. So I always recommend that an adult hunter goes out and they buy a fourth season tag, because you know, as an adult hunter, we can hunt one of the first three seasons, or we can purchase two fourth season tags. So by having that fourth season tag, you know, you even if you want to hunt one of those first through third seasons, you still have that option, and you can kind of play the weather a little bit better that way. But make sure that you have a tag in your pocket as well. You want to practice gun safety. That's something that, you know, we really try to instill in young hunters, and especially if a youngster's been through hunter ed. That's something that we really, you know, kind of preach to people out in the woods, is making sure that what's you know, is a safe target and what is beyond that target. And that's something that we sometimes see kind of violated during turkey season. Sometimes people don't take the time to you know, make sure that turkey has a legal beard or is a legal bird, like a bearded hen or a bearded gobbler. So make sure that you're following all those safety principles Last but not least, like I said before, make sure that it's kind of all about the youngster. And if you know they go out there and you get an hour into it and they want to go home, or they're cold, or they're just not enjoying it, you know, rather than make them sit out there for 8 hours in a row, maybe take a break and get up and walk around and go look for mushrooms or go look for shed antlers or something like that, just to kind of keep their activity level up and you know, kind of get their mind off the boredom that sometimes comes with hunting. So it's a game of patience, but as a young hunter, you want to make sure to kind of introduce them to it the right way.
Yeah, some great things to keep in mind there. And you mentioned some good things there as far as just general equipment, too. You know, of course, we're always focused on what do you need to have license-wise and all those important things that are required of you. But like you said, maybe you wait till the last minute and if something doesn't fit right, or you've got a piece of equipment you realize you need to replace, and you know, don't want to be stuck in that moment when you're trying to head out the door. So a good idea to keep that in mind and maybe get prepared ahead of time. Another thing I wanted to mention here quick, a lot of folks need help around the state to make all of our public areas operate smoothly and be great places to visit. So our state parks here throughout the state have different jobs that are kind of more on the seasonal front when we get busy during the spring, summer, and fall season. And there are some summer seasonal positions that are available for both park patrol officers and just seasonal park employees. This is actually something I did for a summer over at Lake Manawa, and it's a lot of fun. I think folks will be surprised if you ever were to do something like this on the number of interesting things that you'll see and the number of stories that you'll get from having a position like this. And there's quite a few that are open I see right now here around our region. They're looking for some seasonal park patrol officers at Lake Anita, Lake Manawa, Lake of Three Fires, Prairie Rose, Springbrook, Waubonsie, and Wilson Island. And then some of those other seasonal type jobs, just the park employees, they're also looking at Prairie Rose, Springbrook, Viking Lake, a few of them around the area. You can check all those out up on the DNR's website there at iowadnr.gov. But definitely something that is interesting. And if a youngster is interested in getting into that type of profession, that can be that good stepping stone for him too, Grant.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's one thing that we definitely promote is kind of hiring locally sometimes. So this is a great opportunity to get to know your local state parks personnel. And, you know, like I said, if it's you like the outdoors or like being around campers or, you know, just doing different jobs, it's a good opportunity for people. So, yeah, definitely take a look at our website and see what's available.
Yeah, it could be a lot of fun for you. So some opportunities out there. Another interesting story you might want to take a quick peek at, we have up on our Ag Outdoor page at KJN.com. This isn't really going on in our immediate area, but they're having a couple of interesting frog and toad listening classes coming up here in different parts of the state. And actually, this is a kind of a survey type thing that they do throughout the year at different wetlands, trying to identify different species of frogs that are within those areas to try to, you know, keep a handle on how well they're doing. So you kind of think about, you know, bird counts and those types of things, but you don't think about kind of spotting some of those other wildlife out there. And I guess that's just another great example, Grant, of how, you know, kind of need everybody involved to make sure the outdoors is good and thriving.
Yeah, definitely. We oftentimes think about using our eyes for these surveys, but, you know, like you said, learning to identify, you know, frog calls and that sort of thing is really helpful when you can't spot something to know what is actually out there. So I think I could identify like a bullfrog, but I might fail the frog chorus test.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A good way to learn.
Yeah, definitely would be interesting. All right, so that's some good information here for you. I know that you're anxious, probably, Grant, to be a little bit busier out there and seeing folks back out in the field and having some fun here as we get back into the spring.
Yeah, definitely. We all have our fingers crossed that we're going to get out of winter's grip here pretty soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grant. That's Grant Jelly, Cassin and Deer County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina for another week of the Conservation Report.